by June 4th for their anniversary sale and save 20% off everything.
Sunrise on Sunday, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning. I'm Hunter Hughes, taking you up till 10. As you know, here on Sunrise, we like to have lots of live music. And today in our studio is Colin Hogan. Colin, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. What would you like to play for us first?
I'd like to play a song off our new album. It's called Idea.
Okay.
And I guess here we go.
Here's Colin Hogan, Sunrise on Sunday, 93.7, Bob FM.
What am I? I am an idea, collection of perception in motion, devotion to compose, making harmony, and all that's in between. What is it that I see? Blue for green and red, so amazing, turning a gray sky to perpetual sunset, a breath of color for me. For now I have seen death by needle, by bottle, in the abstract of night, when the sun was visiting the other side of the world. She returned only to find two last lives, 1 week passed in between. Still doesn't seem real when I think of you on the couch in the pool, making trouble, playing your guitar, looking at me and smiling. Why did life have to deal me too? And why did death take both of you on the bathroom floor, on your pillow? Whatever can I do? And what shall I do with these moments I have captured in my mind? Of the times I experienced you, and what do they do? Say, what do they do? Oh, flow through. While I ride in the car, while I sing to my guitar, I listen to karate while my hands paint the keys. I have spirits haunting me. Is there a way to ever be okay? And will it hurt forever? I do have my big brother and all these songs to sing. So what am I? I am a story, collection of memories in mourning to commemorate the loss of two dear friends, and may they rest in peace.
Wow. Colin Hogan. Colin Hogan here on Sunrise on Sunday, 93.7 Bob FM. There was a lot in that song.
Yeah. That's a lot of words.
what caused you to write that song?
I wrote it as a poem first. It was this past fall. I got some inspiration from one of my professors, my art professor in college, and we were talking about how people are ideas and collections of perceptions, and we are what we make of life. And I was also writing for two of my friends who had passed away the previous August. So the poem kind of, you know, came from the influence from the class talking to my professor, and then it kind of delved into what I was really hurting about my two friends that passed away. So
hence the name of the song, Idea.
Idea, right.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, why don't you introduce this gentleman who's over here on the bass?
To my right is my bass player and partner in crime. This is Brian Link.
Well, hello to everybody.
Hey, Brian, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Doing pretty good.
Well, welcome on into the show. And you guys have been together for how long?
We've been performing together for about 6 years.
Yeah. Actually, this CD, Colin, I think is your fourth release or fifth release?
Something like that.
It's called Sessions Down the Shore.
Right. We actually recorded that in Cape May, New Jersey, and everybody who has cottages down there call it Down the Shore. So it's recording sessions from down the shore, so that was our name.
And you mentioned you were going to college. You went to Randolph-Macon, I believe?
Yes, I actually just graduated last weekend.
Really?
So that was exciting.
Well, congratulations.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and you were, it was interesting, your major was music business?
It's actually music industry.
Music industry?
Similar, yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Is that different from just taking music?
Yeah, we actually took all the theory and regular kind of ear training and all that, you know, music stuff. But then after that, we went on to the industry track where we took recording engineering and music technology. We also took copyright law and things like that.
So you're really serious about this. You're going to have a job in the music industry here.
I hope so.
Yeah, and you actually have your own label, right?
Yes, we have Feisty Folk Sounds is our own independent that we're working off of right now.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have been doing this for 6 years, you said? Were you doing this before then, before you guys got together? Or?
That's pretty much when it all started. I mean, I've been doing music. We both have been doing music since we were little, but we met when I was in high school and he was first starting college. Mm-hmm. And then we started performing together, writing together, and then it became this whole let's make music and travel around the world thing. So.
Wow.
That's the mission. So.
Have you traveled around the world yet?
No. We've been as far as Buffalo, I think, and in Chicago, and Oregon. But
well, Oregon's pretty far.
A few spots, you know.
Yeah. Where can you get this album, Sessions Down the Shore?
We actually have it available on our website, which is www.feistyfolk.com. And soon to be available in some smaller stores, we hope. And then we always have it available at our live shows.
Right. Well, would you like to play another cut from it or something else?
Oh, I'd love to. We're going to play Nothing Without Your Love.
Great. Here is Colin Hogan here on Sunrise on Sunday 93.7 Bob FM.
Here I am right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sunrise on Sunday, 93.7 Bob FM with Colin Hogan. Obviously, a personal song. All your songs are rather personal, aren't they?
Yeah, it's better that way, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah, I tend to write with experiences that happen, you know, day to day, and then it's more personal, and then I feel like other people can get, you know, can relate their own personal life to my songs and hopefully get something out of it if it's more personal that way.
Yeah. Now, I actually saw you at Granby North for the first time, and you mm-hmm. explained something about a condition that you have, and I hope you don't mind talking about this.
Oh, no, not at all. I have what's called achromatopsia, which is about a 1 in 30,000 or so, pretty rare visual condition, which actually means that I cannot see color, and it means that I'm light sensitive. My pupils don't adjust correctly to light. And I also have trouble with fine detail, such as if you were wearing a pinstripe shirt and you were more than 6 feet away, I may not be able to tell that it's pinstripes.
Wow. So, does it affect you at all when you're playing or writing? Or
actually, it does. It has a lot of influence into my songs. I write about instances where I'm trying to get other people to understand, because it's not something that you can tell by looking at me. And mm-hmm. so it's a challenge, you know, to help other people to understand how to, you know, relate to me, even though I'm not just like them. And I don't, you know, always, you know, sometimes I may need a little extra help or I may need to explain some things. But so, yeah, it helps out with influencing music, definitely.
Wow. And you even have addressed it in your songs, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what would you like to play for us next here?
I think we're going to play... Well, we're going to play a new song. It's actually called Bread and Cheese. It's newer than the album, and we're really excited about it. So I'd like to share that with you this morning.
Great. Here is Colin Hogan here on Sunrise on Sunday, 93.7 Bob FM.
Bread and cheese are fueling my knees to run with time to live, to breathe. When I find someone, I just fall right into them with hopes and dreams and deep, deep feelings and underlying meanings and future memories. Oops, I didn't mean to scare you. Didn't mean to write you into my life before you could refuse it. I just get confused, I just get confused. Oh, by your eyes, by your smiles, by the difference between your life and mine, sit on my mind. Well, my coffee is sweet with sugar and cream. My life is light, fluorescently turning me off from the 6 o'clock news. I'm asking myself, who the hell are you? And I write a little ditty about you being so pretty and the way you looked at me. But oops, I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't mean to write you into my life before you could refuse it. I just get confused, I just get confused. Oh, by your eyes, by your smile, the difference between your life and mine, sit on my mind. Baby, be careful where you step into my conversation. Honestly, my heart is likely to explode and include you in the detonation. Don't you turn me on with those big ideas, those abstract thoughts and dreams and fears. The beauty of a song I hear, won't you please excuse me while I disappear? Oops, I didn't mean to scare you. I didn't mean to write you into my life before you could refuse it. I just get confused, I just get confused. Oh, by your eyes, by your smiles, by the difference between your life and mine, by your eyes Do-la-da-da, do-la-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da. Said, oh my, my, oh my, my, I, I. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, oh my, my.
Yeah, Sunrise on Sunday, 93.7 Bob FM with Colin Hogan here on a beautiful Sunday morning. Colin,
it is beautiful.
It is nice up here, isn't it?
It is. We're overlooking the water for those of you who are listening, and I can't be in the studio, but it's actually quite nice.
Well, cool. Colin, thanks for coming in this morning.
Oh, thanks for having us.
And again, the name of the album is Sessions Down the Shore, and you can get it where again?
www.feistyfolk.com, and that's F-E-I, Feisty Folk. Also, if you do a Google search on Colin, you can probably find it.
Great. Colin, thanks a lot for coming in this morning.
Oh, thank you so much.
And thank you for putting on some really great music here. Sunrise on Sunday, acoustic and eclectic music for your Sunday morning. My name is Hunter Hughes. Thanks a lot for listening this morning. You can, again, go to our website, www.937bobfm.com, and find the playlist for this show. Should be posted by tomorrow. Also, you can email me or sign in on the guest book or whatever. And you can also find the Sunrise Concert Calendar with lots of things listed there, including the Harborfest schedule for next weekend. And I'm going to get on out of here. I want to remind you that Amy Rigby and Marty Jones will be on the show again next Sunday, and Patty Daugherty the Sunday after that. But thanks to Colin Hogan for coming in here this morning. Going to end up with some Neil Young here on Sunrise on Sunday. You guys have a good day. You've been listening to Sunrise on Sunday here on 93.7 Bob FM.